When Erin Dearlove left the flat just after six, armed with her tray of scones, Aunt Kate felt quite tempted to follow her up to the top floor, but thought better of it. Her psychiatrist friend had advised her to allow Erin to work through the fantasies in her own time. Kelwyn did follow, though. He trailed behind Erin in a wake of fresh, hot scone smell. "Can I have one?" he asked. Erin was doing her best to pretend he wasn't there. She did not reply. "They smell really awesome." Up and up they went, following the concrete stairs to the top floor of Van Riebeck Heights. Although the sun had not set and the sky was still blue between racing grey clouds, a nearly full moon was visible in glimpses. The traffic was thick, and workers were on their way home or stopping for beer or white wine with ice and cigarettes. Waiters in street cafes decanted recycled peanuts into dishes, lit candles, turned up music, replaced thin toilet rolls in washrooms with fat new ones, all in preparation for the parties of the night. "Oh, hello," said Kelwyn, who loved all animals. "Haven't seen you before." At the top step, a large, curly-haired poodle was waiting. Kelwyn reached out to pat the dog, but just as his hand made contact with Calvados's curls, the dog bared its teeth and backed off. A voice from the corridor said, "My dog never allows strangers to touch him." "Mr. Devilskin?" said Erin. Kelwyn stood and watched as Erin continued on to number 6616. But Devilskin, who had more than one pair of eyes, not in the back of his head, but in the bodies of the insects all along the passageway, was most deeply delighted to see into Kelwyn's soul, for he told him a secret he thought he would not so easily uncover. "I'll bake to scones," said Erin.
"You're late," said Devilskin grumpily from within. "It's 6:10.
The door was open, so Erin followed the poodle into the flat. Devilskin closed the front door behind him, and all sounds of the life in the street below vanished.
I'm sorry I'm late," said Erin, looking around her, wondering what lay beyond the six coloured doors.
"To the kitchen, child." Devilskin shooed her out of the murky vestibule. "And just because you have scones, don't expect obsequious niceties. If they taste awful, I won't eat them out of kindness. Don't expect any of that.